Kahey! Bonjour, Nij, Anishinaabe Doug. Hello, my fellow Anishinaabe. And welcome back to the show. Welcome back to Bonjour, Nana Bonjour, the podcast about Ojibwe language and culture. I am Nana Bonjour, and with me today in the studio, the lovely and the talented Natasha. Ikadom bonjour, sweetie. Say hello.
Bonjour, Gakina. Hello, everyone.
And today, our Ojibwe word of the day. You know what I was thinking, sweetie?
What's that?
I was thinking our word could be bummy agunts.
Oh.
Bummy agunts, pet. You know, for a lot of people, their best friend is their bummy agunts.
Yeah, huh?
And it's kind of funny. Only, you know, you'll ask somebody, you know, who's your best friend? And they'll be like, look, man, I'm a grown-up. I don't got a list of who's my best friend and my second best friend.
Right.
Until you ask about their dog. And like, oh, Rover here? Well, he's my best friend. And somebody said, if you ever want to know about unconditional love,
yeah,
about who really loves you more, stick your dog and your wife in the back of your trunk and drive around town for like half an hour, mm-hmm, and then let them out and see who's happier to see you. Because that's unconditional love.
Oh.
And that's what you get from a bummy agunts from your pet.
Right.
But you know, every once in a while, inevitably, you know, the old Rover decides to start his journey.
Oh.
You know, the other side, the sad side of having a pet is that eventually, you know, you're going to have to say goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
And so I found this poem I wanted to dedicate to anybody who's, you know, experienced the nibbowin of a bummy egant. Anyone who's experienced the death of a pet. This is a poem called Tribute to a Best Friend.
Mm-hmm.
And it's by unknown author. And you know, I was thinking, that's an interesting choice for a word, for a name.
Yeah.
Unknown. You know, because you got to consider back in the day when little baby author was born, his mom and his dad were just beaming and they're like, oh, look at our cute little son. What should we name him? And Mrs. Author was all, oh, you know what? Let's name him Unknown. He looks like an unknown to me.
Oh,
and then little Unknown grows up and he becomes a poet. And eventually people are like, oh, I really like that unknown author. He's my favorite poet. But this is called Tribute to a Best Friend by Unknown Author. And sweetie, would you mind putting a little guitar behind it?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Tribute to a Best Friend. Sunlight streams through window pane onto a spot on the floor. Then I remember, it's where you used to lie, but now you are no more. Our feet walk down a hall of carpet and muted echoes sound. Then I remember, it's where your paws would joyously abound. A voice is heard along the road and up beyond the hill. Then I remember, it can't be yours. Your golden voice is still. But I'll take that vacant spot of floor and empty muted hall and lay them with the absent voice, an unused dish along the wall. I'll wrap these treasured memories in a blanket of my love and keep them for my best friend until we meet again above. Oh, tribute to a best friend. And if you're going through that, you know, I wish you all kinds of peace to your broken heart. Nah.
Yeah.
Well, sweetie, you want to add anything?
No, that's a sad poem.
All right. Would you mind taking us out then?
Yeah, sure. Well, hey, everyone. Just want to say thank you for listening. Mi kwetch, bizenda wi egg. To Buju, nana Buju. The podcast about Ojibwe language and culture. I am Natasha, and this has been Nana Buju.
Buju.
And I will see you again. Kigawabamin, minawa. Ho-wa.
Ho-wa.